guys, welcome back. MGM Marketabilities Podcast, episode something, something.
762,000.
I don't know. 63? Yeah, 62, I think. 62, it doesn't matter. I don't know. It doesn't
no,
matter.
No, it doesn't. Just, we're here again.
We're here to talk about marketing. We're here to talk about how we can add value to your marketing
to your life.
Your whole life, yeah. Sorry, not just your marketing life.
To your whole life.
Yes. Yeah. Riley was going to try to chew gum on the podcast.
Not a good idea.
And Angie caught that and saved literally everyone's ears.
Yes.
So you're welcome.
Right. Now it's sitting in that windowsill over there. I'm going to pretend like it's not there, just staring at me. Ugh. Ugh.
All right. So today we were shooting the Spiel TV show, which is on Fox and DBTV.
Yes.
Check it out.
The network.
And Angie thought it would be great if Walker came up with the topic today.
Yes.
So Walker, what do you
Young
got?
Young Walker Spaulding.
I got like 15 minutes to prep for this. So me as a non like super marketing expert.
Right.
But also taking into account my love for music.
Yes.
I thought it would be kind of cool if we talked about how like artists like within the 80s and 90s would use bad publicity to get their music out there. The first one that came to mind for me was Alice Cooper whenever they were first starting off, because everyone thought they sucked. Like they were just really bad. And right. So they would genuinely like get upset during these performances and just start throwing chairs, breaking things. Like
I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
That's crazy.
They went pretty ballistic, but that got into the press, and then everyone was like, well, I want to see a great freak out on stage. Mm-hmm. So everyone started seeing Alice Cooper, and like eventually they were able to get their stuff together. But I don't know. I feel like you don't really see that like super often nowadays. And
it's called security, people zero tolerance, but I get it. I know what you're talking about. And now we all know whose name, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Immediately, right. You know,
yeah. Boom.
Yeah. His like image already pops right in my head. It's hard not to think about it. It's like, you know, whenever they tell you not to think about like a pink elephant.
Right.
And you start thinking about
right.
Pink elephant. When you say Alice Cooper, I'm like, I know exactly who that is.
Well, you see the eyes, the makeup. Yeah. And it's weird because I think he likes to play golf. And to see him dressed in his little golf shirt, and you know, it's like, man, that just doesn't fit, you know? It really doesn't. Kind of like
tease off with
Kiss.
Tiger.
I don't know. Are they friends?
Who knows?
I mean, they Tiger's shown
Tiger,
his rear end a few times,
only
too.
Only a tiger dresses like a tiger. Then they'll be weird together.
Imagine.
Look how fast we derailed your topic. Do you love that?
That's awesome.
No, but I wanted to jump off that, what you were saying. I think present day or you know, in case you don't know who Alice Cooper is, Lady Gaga, you know, with the meat dress. Yeah. And everybody's like, what's happening? But everybody in the world knows about it now. And you guys rolled your eyes, but I believe Miley Cyrus markets herself that way. I don't feel like she's as cray-cray as she tries to portray at times.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, any artist that's implementing like a dramatic scheme, if they have the music to back it up, people are going to listen and they're going to keep coming back.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's similar to, and I'm sorry I'm bringing it off topic a little bit, but to like a serial killer, right? Like people are
bro,
like, no, but girls like,
bro.
They like start to like go crazy over it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That is weird.
But I think it's that type of thing. It's like, this person's a little crazy. I'm going to go follow
right.
them.
Oh, I think I love them.
You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't really make sense to me, but
I know
it's like a car wreck, right? It's like you just can't look away.
I guess. You gotta take send it a love note.
I'm literally right? only thinking of terrible things right now.
It's weird. That's really bad. Yeah. It's but really we bad, also huh? talked about how, you know, the platforms have changed and improved immensely. Cause you brought up a really cool thing about the old record stores back in the day. What would people do?
Well, they would take tapes in, like tapes or CDs, and mm-hmm. then just go and pop them in to like new cassette players
yes.
or new CD players. And people would go and pick up a new CD player and come home like, oh my gosh, I already have a CD for this.
Someone
that's
so smart.
Genius.
That is so smart.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. You can't get into someone's Spotify and create a playlist for
right.
them and then
yeah.
make them listen to it.
Right. But it is a lot easier to send it. You know, back in the day, you would hope that you would be seated next to somebody on an airplane or, you know, out at a show and you hope somebody comes to see you. But you always had that tape ready, you know, in case you had that encounter mm-hmm. and you're like, man, could you give this a listen? And sometimes it'd probably sit on their shelves for months, years, but that's how you would have a big break. Yeah. Is somebody somewhere heard you.
You see a lot of kids come up to like big singers.
Oh yeah.
Nowadays, just give them flash drives. Hey, take a listen to this.
Oh, they still do that?
Yeah.
The flash drive? Okay.
Yeah, they'll come up to them.
They don't say, let me drop you a link or...
Let's take a listen to my song. I'm working on an EP or whatever.
Huh.
Here's my flash drive. Or if the artist is real patient, the guy will usually play like a little snippet of their song.
Will they come home with them and just listen to them on their piano?
No, they'll listen to it right then and there.
Wow. Nice. Right then and there. I like it.
I've seen some of those performers, like they're just performing on the street.
Yeah.
They'll just walk up to people and be like, hey, can I perform a song for you? Like just like whoever's right there, and they'll be like, sure. And then they don't play their song, and they're like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah. I love that.
Or I think one of them I saw, he was like, if you hate this song, I'll give you $20.
I know those guys.
And then he performs the song, and he's stupid good. He's really, really good singer. And so everybody's like, wow, that song was really good.
You have another.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I feel like we're on, like, in a new, obviously we're in a new decade, but, like, we're at the almost end of the big break, or the idea of the big break. I feel like everyone thinks about, like, oh, like, I'm going to be having a gallery, like, with all my paintings, and, like, some big art critic is going to walk in, or Bobby Joe, big music producer's, like, in the back, like, sipping a cocktail, and he's listening to my group perform, and this is going to be our big moment, because he's going to walk up to us and sign us immediately. Like, that never happens anymore. I feel like...
Wow. Now I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Maybe it does happen few and far between anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, didn't the Renees just get...
Signed. Yes.
Yeah, they just got signed.
They were on our show years ago. They were little itty bitty girls, and then they came on our show when we were here in the studio. But they signed with, it's Toby Mac's label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I can't remember now.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Yeah.
But that, you know, you hope that people are still watched. But I think you're right. There's something just not the discovery anymore, but also appreciating how somebody promotes themselves and getting noticed that way.
Yeah, and it's just very saturated, right? Because there's like so many record labels now. And they're all, like a lot of them are very good quality and will do lots of good things for you. And so it's almost been like, you know, getting signed is not always like the biggest thing, because it's like people, you're seeing that every day now.
Yeah.
Whenever in reality, I think it is still a really big deal, because it's like you have this whole... company or whatever behind you supplying, you know, shows and merch and all that stuff. But I think we've almost been like desensitized by it.
Yeah.
Does that
you still have to work it. You have to work it if you're an artist, if you're a business, because many times I've heard those stories where they were signed, but it was an event, right? They were signed and then nothing really followed. Yeah. And oftentimes you pay into that service that you may not be receiving.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There are a lot of artists disgruntled, not really happy with their agencies or agent or contract.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of artists, like the one that comes to mind is Switchfoot, where they literally just created enough albums to get out of their contract.
Really?
Yep. And so they've been independent for a while now. What are they on, like 14 albums?
Yeah, they've
albums
been on
something like that, and
around for a long time.
They signed like an 8-album deal, or maybe it was a 10-album deal, and then so they just put out as much music as they possibly could, so they get out of it, and then now they're doing the things. And they're actually going on tour right now, and I want to go so bad, because they're doing A Beautiful Letdown, the whole album from front to back, which was like that album that came out when I was like 13 or something.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Old band.
What else you got?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know. I guess that brings us back to, like, how if people aren't, like, going to bars, like, or going to art galleries, how do you get noticed? Like, the market's so oversaturated. And I keep thinking, like, gearing towards music specifically.
Right.
But, like, today anybody can be an artist.
Yeah.
But I think this kind of like goes back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, and that there's a difference between someone who has like a guitar and like a microphone and someone who has been given like thousands of dollars of equipment and has no proper training, but can like pluck a few strings,
mm-hmm.
right? Like mm-hmm. if that heart is there, then that will come out so much clearer than like any super top of the line clean quality recording.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
I think more and more of those people are being discovered. What is that called when you can, when you see somebody singing on her couch or whatever, and you're just blown away and you do that double screen, what, there's a word for it. What do you call it when you're listening to them and you're just, anyway, you guys don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about,
maybe you're just explaining it.
Yeah. You on your channel, you mm-hmm. can just play this person and you're sitting there responding to
it. Oh,
a duet.
It's on TikTok.
But they're just listening, you know?
Right.
And that has really proven quite beneficial for people because it's, you know, maybe she didn't know anybody was listening. I mean, she did, but
yeah,
in a way that changed her life, you know? Yeah. And I've seen that happen now several times with a lot of artists like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think for me, like, there's two things that I think an artist can do right now in this, whatever, this decade, is number one, have, like, the best relationship you can possibly have with your fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, cultivate it, you know, to That's where correct. It's, like, whenever you post something on Instagram or whatever social media, they're sharing it almost every single time because yep. mm-hmm. you just have that relationship built up with your fans. And then second is get to know people in the industry. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's like the best, you know, it doesn't have to be like Rick Rubin or whatever, like just get connected to people in the industry and have those, keep those relationships healthy as well. And I mean, your name's going to get brought up if you are kind.
If you bug them and no, I'm kidding. If you're kind, yes.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, yeah. like having the right network and then also like being loyal to your fans is
100%.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. True. That's across the board with a customer base, with anything. Once you have that audience, you need to appreciate that audience and you have to work that audience.
Yep.
I mean, what's the takeaway? You know, what do they get by mm-hmm. being your fan? And I think people really appreciate that. You were asking about other ways to reach people. You know, they say slide into their DMs or whatever. But when you see someone with millions of followers, you're like, oh, are they really going to see it?
Yeah.
I just think you have to take the chance and do it often. Don't just do it once and expect an outcome, you know?
I think sliding in the DMs could work sometimes, but maybe doing like a duet or a remix of their own
song. Or waiting outside their house and like, till they come out and sing.
Then
I'm sorry. That's probably, that is not recommended. That would not be good.
You need to get really close to one of their best friends.
Yes.
Get one of their best friends to betray them.
Yes.
And then,
betrayal is finest.
And then you need to then tell them all about it, about what happened, and then you guys become best friends in the process.
Right. I don't know where that
don't
was.
Don't do that. That was really toxic.
That was really toxic. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess the takeaways from this podcast would be just you're always finding new ways, you know, and you don't necessarily want to make a negative splash always to get attention. There was that old saying that any news is good news. Well, not necessarily, but I think there's a fun way to bring attention to yourself where no one's getting hurt and you're taking some chances.
Yeah.
You know, even if that's not your true persona, if it gets you noticed, check the box. I mean, it was effective.
Yeah, I think it depends on the type of person you are. But
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the risk you're willing to take.
Right.
What are you willing to do to get noticed?
What are you willing to do?
I'd like to just be able to play my music
perform,
and
right.
make my films. And if people enjoy them, then they'll share them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not trying to force anything. I genuinely believe that if the content is good enough, then it will find its
way. They will come. Yep. Oh, I like that.
That's good.
Like speaking of good content, there's this guy I follow on TikTok, Instagram, whatever. Are you okay?
I just took a deep breath.
Okay, yeah, cool.
She's worried about what you're going to say.
I know.
I never know where it's going to go.
But speaking of good content, you know Will Colm.
Oh, yeah.
He's in Nashville, right? And he just goes up and plays random songs, asks somebody, hey, what's your favorite song?
It's always an attractive
girl. It's always like a really
good-looking
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he just like blows them away, and it's really good content. And like I go back every time because it's so
good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you want to listen to that, right?
And he can play anything, so.
Mm-hmm. And that's organic growth. I mean, when people see it and then the next person sees it and the fact that they all keep coming back because, you know, you're really, really good. So.
Yeah, that's I think that's the best way because it's like you're cultivating a relationship with them without you even like knowing that, you know, because they're starting to connect with you because they're just continuously watching you and they feel like they're getting to know you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, just I don't know why I thought about this because I've seen her do a really good job of late promoting her tour. Carrie Underwood. She thanks every city that she attends and visits. Yeah. And man, she's like pulling out all the stops with the costumes and, you know, so for whatever reason you like her, whether it's her blingy costumes or her husband, her children, the music, you know, she's just giving you a little bit of all of it. So people will connect on some level.
Right.
And it's been effective.
Yeah.
You know,
it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at you hosting, producing and delegating all responsibilities and topics and.
I'm trying, Angie.
Yeah. And it's just paying off.
I'm trying.
Look at that. See, when you just give out good stuff, it just works. And people keep coming back for it. Yeah.
So come back to this episode and watch it again.
Yeah. This episode?
Same or more, one? More.
More. Yeah, just stay and just binge.
Binge.
Listen.
Binge watch the whole playlist.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I think we're...
I think we're good, yeah.
We're at our time.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Walker Spaulding.
Thank you.
Best name.
For the, I love Fantastic. That name.
I hate my name. Though.
I know. I just don't even want to sign off. It's like, Walker Spaulding and gang, right? All right. Find us and we'll see you next time.
Bye.